With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Attorneys for the Trump administration want a U.S. judge to throw out a lawsuit from Native American tribes trying to block the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada to Nebraska. Tribes in Montana and South Dakota say President Donald Trump approved the pipeline without considering potential damage to cultural sites from spills and construction. The administration counters that Trump's approval applies only to a one-mile section of pipeline along the U.S.-Canada border and not the rest of the line. Matt Campbell represents the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre tribes of the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation in Montana and South Dakota's Rosebud Sioux tribe. They say Trump's action violated their rights under treaties from the mid-1800s.
Essentially, what the United States is arguing is that the president is above the law and that he cannot be sued, and that the tribes' treaty claims are meaningless and that the treaties mean nothing.
He also said the treaties were agreed to by the President of the United States and ratified by the Senate, so the treaties clearly apply. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris will preside over a Thursday hearing on the government's attempt to dismiss the case. The judge blocked the line in November, saying more environmental studies were needed. Trump circumvented that ruling in March by issuing a new permit for the $8 billion 1,200-mile project. A federal appeals court ruled today that Montana can't ban political robocalls based on their content alone, marking the latest in a string of court decisions against U.S. states that attempt to restrict automated phone calls promoting political campaigns. Montana's Supreme Court has reversed a lower court ruling that struck down a water pollution permit for a large coal mine near Colstrip. District Judge Kathy Seeley in 2016 ordered the State Department of Environmental Quality to reconsider the permit for the Rosebud Strip Mine, which fuels the nearby Colstrip power plant. She said regulators showed errors of judgment in allowing reduced monitoring of pollution into some waterways. Today's unanimous ruling, written by Chief Justice Mike McGrath, says regulators have the flexibility to allow pollutants to be released into ditches that run dry for the majority of the year. Justices sent the case back to Seeley to conduct a hearing over whether the DEQ properly exercised its judgment before she makes a ruling on the permit. A Montana driver has pleaded not guilty 3 months after a single vehicle crash killed one person and injured another in Glacier National Park. The Billings Gazette reported yesterday that 19-year-old Leo James Hagen was driving the vehicle that killed 40-year-old Paul Cadott and injured another passenger. Authorities say Hagen was charged with involuntary manslaughter and assault and taken into custody at the scene. The June 11 crash occurred near Lower Two Medicine Lake. Authorities believe alcohol was involved. The Flathead Beacon reports Hagen could face up to 18 years in prison for the combined charges and $500,000 in fines. A Great Falls woman has pleaded no contest to assault with a weapon for stabbing a man who had been charged with child molestation. The Great Falls Tribune reports Tracy Bossy entered her plea on Friday. Sentencing is set for October 23rd. The plea agreement says prosecutors do not oppose a probationary sentence. Bossy was charged with stabbing Wallace Charles Bossy Jr. on November 19, 2016, shortly after he was charged with sexually assaulting two boys. Montana health officials are investigating several potential cases of severe pulmonary illness across the state. The patients, who are otherwise healthy, share one thing in common. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana health officials on both the statewide and local level are piecing together a puzzle. State epidemiologist Laura Williamson says a, quote, handful of patients, end quote, have recently come forward with possible cases of severe lung disease. Symptoms include
coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, and fatigue. Doctors who see patients such as this are also working them up for infectious causes, and they aren't identifying any.
These case reports are coming in from across the state. The one thread connecting them, all the patients have a history of vaping. Health officials nationwide are investigating up to 450 possible cases of severe pulmonary disease linked to e-cigarettes. The Associated Press reports up to 6 people have died. While Montana does not yet have any confirmed cases of vape-related illness or death, health officials like Laura Williamson aren't taking any chances.
At this point, the only commonality with these severe pulmonary illnesses is the fact that people are using e-cigarettes or vaping devices. And until we know more and until this investigation finds out more, we're urging Montanans to refrain from using e-cigarettes.
E-cigs are immensely popular with young people. The 2019 Montana Youth Risk Behavior Survey showed nearly a third of Montana high school students currently use e-cigarettes, and more than half have tried them. Williamson urges anyone feeling symptoms of lung discomfort to immediately call their health care provider. Providers, meanwhile, who field these reports but can find no infectious causes for lung problems in their patients are asked to notify their local health departments. The state health department has advice and resources for those who have turned to vaping to kick the tobacco habit. Those can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.